姐妹大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们昨天借着五堂课的时间跟我们一起学习有关怎么样成为一个好的讲道人。
And through five sessions yesterday, we've discussed how to become a good sermon speaker.
我们讲到要怎么装备我们自己。
We talked about how to equip ourselves.
要从知识不断的充实来装备自己。
That we have to enrich our knowledge and thereby equipping ourselves.
个人的品格修养来装备自己。
We must cultivate our characters.
还有灵修生活上来装备自己。
Also, we must focus on our spiritual lives.
那我们昨天也谈到，从这个讲道的内容，从讲道的方法，以及从讲道的效果来看一个好的讲道。
We also discussed yesterday what makes a good sermon from the perspective of its content, its method, and its effectiveness.
我们昨天也跟大家一起学习到要怎么样从圣经里头以及从我们生活周遭来收集有关讲道的材料。
We also discussed how to choose and extract materials from the Bible.As well as our daily living.
昨天晚上最后跟我们稍微提到这个讲章要怎么编写。
And last night we briefly went over how to organize your sermon outline.
一篇讲章它的形成的过程有哪些步骤。
And we've talked about the components and the sequence of a sermon outline.
那今天我们要再一次来学习。首先呢，我们要跟大家来介绍有关这个讲章它一个组织结构。
So today I'd like to take some time to discuss the organization of a sermon.
为什么讲章要有组织结构？
Why is it that we need to organize a framework for our sermon?
这个对讲道的人来说。
And to the sermon speaker.
一个有组织、有结构来编写的这个讲章能够帮助讲道的人达成他讲道的目的。
An organized sermon will help the speaker convey effectively his or her message.
也能够帮助讲道的人避免话语的重复。
It'll also help repetitions throughout the sermon.
很多时候我们发现说这个讲道的人一直在重复那个已经讲过的信息刚刚不是才讲，现在又讲一次等一下又再讲一次，那有可能他的讲章没有组织结构。
Oftentimes you'll hear the sermon speaker repeating concepts or things that he or she keeps on repeating over and over, and the reason being is that the sermon was not well laid out or well organized.
那有组织结构的讲章也能够帮助讲道的人可以避免一些这个口头禅或者是不雅的话语。
And an organized sermon will help prevent the speaker from using inappropriate slangs or dictations.
小弟记得在台湾神学院受训的时候有一个学长他是这个刚刚当完兵退伍回这个下来就进神学院的。
And I remember when I was going through theology school, I had a classmate that he just graduated from the military.
Retired from the military. 那他在军中就是做这个教育班长。
And in the military, he was a sergeant, drill sergeant.
所以他讲到的时候就会有那种部队里面那种口头禅。
That's why he had a slang, he carried a slang with him when he gave a sermon.
传道我你们所以有一次他在练习讲到院长谢顺道长老就算他讲了几个
And he had a lot of words that are unnecessary. from his habit as a soldier. And one time he was giving a sermon, one of our elders was trying to count all these unnecessary words that he used.
所以，哦，这个如果有组织有时候有这个，用有组织的编写讲章内容跟大纲哦，哎，这个也可以尽量避免掉了。So
if our sermon is organized, that will help us avoid these inappropriate words and slangs.
那还有哦，这个有组织编写讲章的内容大纲。 也可以帮助我们讲道的人能够加深记忆，不会有遗漏的地方。Also,
an organized sermon with its outline and content will help prevent forgetting the specific content.
那也能够给讲道的人有自信、有勇气，不会慌张。Gives
the speaker confidence and prevent them from being panic.
如果你没有讲章，你很容易一上台会紧张，会慌。If
you do not have an organized sermon outline in front of you when you get up to speak, sometimes you will nervous and therefore you will forget what you want to say.
有时候我们看到一些老传道，只要一本圣经他就可以讲道，不用讲章。Oftentimes
you see very experienced pastors, they just get up without any outline and they speak a wonderful sermon with just their Bible.
台湾这个侯长老，侯恩元长老，他讲道，人家说他很厉害，他都不用讲章就可以讲道。And
we have an elder Ho in Taiwan. He is known to be able to be very effective in his sermon with just having a Bible in his hand.
所以很多这个神学生就要学老师，然后也不写讲章的。So
there's a lot of theological students that wanted to mimic him, and they tried to deliver a sermon without preparing an outline.
后来侯长老知道之后，他就解释了说：“谁说我没有讲章？”他拿出一大叠出来。So
after learning that, Elder Ho clarify to them that that's not true, because I have see all this big thick all these papers with outlines that I've prepared for my sermon.
只不过以前这个侯长老是当老师的，所以他记忆特别好。It's
because that he used to be a teacher, therefore he had really good memory.
所以他把他要讲的讲章老早都背下来了。So
consequently, he would memorize his entire outline before he would deliver it.
那小弟也都有很多这种小抄了，不是讲章了。
Just to prove that I also have a lot of notes.
这个是藏在圣经夹层里面的。And
this is hidden in the sleeve of my Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹看，哇，传道你就带一本圣经上去，你不知道里面藏了很多宝贝了。So
superficially you may be impressed that I only bring up one Bible to deliver a sermon. However, within the hidden pocket, I have a vast amount of wealth of resources.
给大家上的这个讲习，我是写成整本的。And
for to just prepare for this seminar, I had to write down an entire notebook worth of outline.
所以都要有这个组织来编写的这个。
So it is imperative that we have an organized way of laying out our framework for our sermon.
那有组织编写大纲，也能够帮助讲道的人，你能够多多的温习，做修正，达到每次讲道都越来越好。An
organized outline will help the speaker be familiarized with the content and also help them improve their sermon abilities.
那最后就是你如果有组织的编写讲章，内容大纲，也能够帮助讲到的人，他可以存档，日后可以来修改，来检讨。And
lastly, to have an organized outline that many times can be saved and also could be used for future reference and review.
至少 对小弟来讲有一个好处了。
And to me personally, I see one benefit of that.
有时候到外地去领会。
Sometimes I go to another place to lead the service.
哦，然后你讲的信息啊，哦，让那个local教会的信徒哦听了之后啊，觉得很扎心哦。
And you find that the sermon that you just gave to the local church was very inspiring, and they were touched.
哦，有的就说一定是我们注目传道哦，跟周传道你。给你导上面了哈，跟你讲了什么了，抱怨了什么哦，所以哦，你就特别啊，讲道理来修理我们。
Sometimes I even have the local members come up and tell me that you must have our local pastor communicate with you beforehand to tell you our needs and what is bothering us for you to be able to deliver such a sermon that's right on.
哦，那这个时候我就把奖章拿出来。哦，没有，我不是针对你们，我也不知道你们发生什么事情，我照奖章讲的。
And at that time, I find my outline to be of use because then I would pull it out and show them that that's not true because I prepared this a while back and I simply just spoke in accordance with my prearranged outline.
哦，避免哦，这个节外生枝啊，有一些什么误会产生哦。
That actually helps me avoid confusion or misinterpretations.
哦，所以这个是哦，有组织来编写讲章啊，对讲道人的帮助。
And these are the components or the factors that would help the speaker when you can prepare an organized sermon.
哦，那对讲道的内容呢？哦，有组织的编写讲章哦。也有帮助。
There's also various benefits of the sermon's content when it's organized.
哦，能够让这个哦思考哦修正哦这个段落连贯。
It helps with the flow of thoughts and allows for any revisions or changes.
哦，能够更逻辑。
It's more logical.
哦，能够更 balance。
More balanced.
哦，能够长短合宜。
Allows you to be able to watch the length of your content.
啊，能够让这个遣词用语啊更加的文雅。
It helps you polish your speech and so that you can be more eloquent.
好，那对听到的人呢？哦，这个由组织的来编写讲章哦，也对听到的人也有帮助。
An organized sermon also have positive effects on the audience.
哦，能够帮助他们明白，哦，他们记忆，他们做笔记。
Allows the listeners to understand better and helps them remember the message and helps them to take notes.
哦，能够帮助听到的人，有兴趣来听。
It captures the interest of the listener.
哦，那也能够帮助听到的人感受到讲到的人确实是。有准备而来的。
It gives the listeners a sense that the speaker had put in effort and prepared for the sermon.
哦，不是啊，是来应付的哦。
As opposed to just winging it.
哦，这个台湾有一个来应付传道哦，哇，赖应付传道哈、哦，姓赖，名叫应付啦，他念太快变成来应付哦，哦，那是。但是他每一次哦，他讲道很用心，他是我们神学院的老师哦，所以他不是应付的。
We have a pastor in Taiwan. His name, okay, I don't know how to explain that. But anyways, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 再来哈、哦，那有组织的编写讲章啊，有什么样的原则？
What are some of the principles in preparing a sermon?
好，第一个原则啊。
The first principle.
哦，就是你每个论点的方向都要统一啊。
You must make sure that you have consistency or in all the themes and the focus or directions.
就是都要围绕着中心思想。
All your discussion points has to be focused on the central thing.
好。那第二个原则哦，就是每一个段落的层次要能够分明。
The second principle is that there ought to be a very distinct, clear sections or structure of your sermon.
比如说时间哦。
For example, timeline.
哦，过去、现在、未来。
Has to be a sense of past, present and of the future.
哦，这个就是一个层次的哈，这个层次要分明。
There ought to be clarity in the sequence of things.
尤其是我们在讲人物事迹故事的时候。
Especially when we're talking about a person, an event.
哦，这个层次一定要分明。
You have to make sure you establish the correct timeline.
哦，比如说我们讲摩西的三个四十年。
And if we talk, for example, talk about the 40 years of Moses.
好，前面第一个四十年在埃及皇宫。
The first 40 years in his life he spent in the Egyptian palace.
哦，第二个四十年在米甸旷野。
And the second 40 years of his life he spent in the wilderness.
哦，第三个四十年，哦，是宰相的哦。
And the third
第三个四十年出埃及了。
The latter 40 years of his life, he was coming out of Egypt.
哦，啊，讲到以利亚先知。
And for example, Elisha.
Isaiah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Isaiah.
哦，第一个阶段在基利西旁。
Elijah.
Elijah， 这个是就是有什么 Elijah， 什么 Elijah， 什么 Isaiah， 什么啊 Jeremiah， 我老是搞错了。
It's very difficult to keep track of all these prophets' names.
哦，有时候英文会搞错，有时候不小心中文也会弄错。
Not only I get confused with the English names, but I get their Chinese names.
以利亚、以利沙，到底谁是老师，谁是徒弟啊？所以有人也会搞错。
Who's the teacher, Elijah or Elisha?
哦，对，那个以利亚先知也是哦。第一个阶段就是基利西旁，第二个阶段撒勒法寡妇家，第三个阶段哦啊，在这个加密山上。
And again, the example of Elijah, he had to go through the brook of Corinth, and also then he went to the widow's house and then some other place in sequence.
In the 加密山哦，就是跟先知拼命哦，跟假先知拼了。
Oh, he went on the Mount of Horeb, Carmel, to fight against the false prophets.
所以这个就是层次的哈。
So if you want to talk about these people, you have to get the timeline of their story correctly.
哦，那以这个理论来说哈，看是要由浅入深哈，啊不，由浅入深以后，或者是由浅入繁。
And also, you have to have clarity in your reasoning in your sermon.From shallow to deep, from simple to complicated.
哦，这个也是讲章组织的一个原则。
And this is again also a principle in preparing a sermon.
哦，那第三个原则就是，哦，这个前后要能够连贯哦，每个段落要能够相互的呼应。
And the third principle is that there ought to be smooth transition between the various sections.
哦，那不能说这个哦，第一个段落讲 A 哈、哦，第二个段落啊，突然跳到 B 去了。
You can't just skip around and skip from point A to all of a sudden point C or D.
哦，那第四个原则。
The fourth principle.
哦，就是长短哦都要适中。
That you have to be appropriate in the time you spend on each.Portion of your sermon.
哦，如果你材料准备的很多哈，你可以分几次来啊、哦，来传讲。
And you have a lot of content to convey, then you can separate them into various sub sermons.
哦，这个是讲章组织的四个原则。
So these are four principles in preparing a sermon.
啊、哦，那最后哦，就是讲章的结构。
And then we can talk about the organization of a sermon.
哦，一篇讲章有题目。
The first portion of a sermon is its topic.
哦，有引论。
And then
introduce.
An introduction.
哦，第三个就是 body 本论啊、哦。
And then the main body.
哦，第四个就是结论。
And then conclusion.
哦，这个是讲章的一个结构。
So those are the four structure of a sermon.
哦，那当然了，我们在讲道的时候，你不需要说啊，我现在要讲引论啊，我现在开始讲本论哦，啊，最后啊，我要下结论哦，不必要这样啊。
And of course, in your sermon, you don't necessarily need to call out the sections that you're actually in. For example, I'm going to go into the introduction. I'm going to be now concluding. You don't need to cite that.
哦，让啊自然的来进行啊。
And we would let it happen naturally.
哦。那题目的目的
？What is the intent of having a topic？
哦，就是要预告哦，让听到人知道哦，等一下讲到人要讲什么。
It is intended to prepare the listener that what is the message to come。
哦，那有的题目哦，才能够写引论定大纲哦。
Further, when you have a topic, then will you be able to prepare an outline and finish the content.
那题目的长度
啊。We also have to consider the length of your topic.
哦，这个哦，以中文来讲哦，最好不要超过八个字以上。
And if we are talking about Chinese, then you shouldn't have more than 8 characters in your topic.
哦，如果啊你题目太长了，你可以用哦这个主题跟个副题。来呈现。
And if you have a very long topic, you might want to consider having a main theme and a sub theme to present them as a topic.
比如说你要讲基督徒的祷告生活。
For example, if you want to talk about the prayer life of a Christian,
你就可以定哦，基督徒的生活，祷告生活，基督徒的生活，读经生活，基督徒的生活。服侍的生活，基督徒的生活，奉献的生活，你可以用哦这个主标题跟副标题哦来呈现来表达。
Then you can say just put a topic on there to say the life of a Christian, the life of prayer, the life of a Christian, life of Bible reading, life of Christian, or a life of a servitude as a main theme and sub examples of sub themes.
那引论哦，题目哦，题目这个最好哦，这个要简单明了哦，但是不要太俗气。
The other point is that the topic should be simple, but it should not be too worldly or materialistic.
那要有创意哦，让听的人哦，哎，他有兴趣。
It should be innovative so that it could attract the attention of the listeners.
哦，能够把这个文章做一个哦内容做一个预告。
It could fully convey or forecast the theme of the discussion.
啊，这个是有关这个题目方面。
So those are some points.To consider when you're thinking about choosing your topic.
哦，那接下来哈，哦，就是引论了。
And now we can talk about a little bit of the introduction.
哦，就好像一场音乐会的序幕哦，像这个演讲的一个开场白一样。
This is like a prelude to a concert or the introduction to a speech.
哦，帮助。这个听到的人这个进到主要的论点里面。
It helps to capture the attention of the listener and help them naturally lead them into the main message.
哦，他来揭示整篇讲道的重要性以及它的价值。
It is meant to introduce the importance of the sermon topic without overshadowing the main message.
哦，但不是。整篇讲章的一个缩影
，and it shouldn't give too much detail in it.
哦，那引论的篇幅哦，长短
，and with regards to the length of the introduction.
哦，它跟结论哦加起来大概占整个讲章的四分之一。
Combined with conclusion, introduction and conclusion should not exceed a quarter length of the entire sermon.
哦，那这个主论点哦，这个 body 要占四分之三。
And the body itself should take up three-fourths of the entire sermon.
哦，经常我们会看到哦，会听到的就是， 引论讲很多哈，讲了快半节了哈，啊，那本论哈，这个讲一讲哦，没有时间不够，所以结论根本也没有结论，就祷告唱诗哦。
Sometimes you'll see that a person may spend too much, over half of the time of the sermon going through introduction, and to the point where there's not enough time left, so spends a little time on the body, and then maybe perhaps don't even have a conclusion, and then you will go right to prayer.
哦，那这样就不是好的讲道。
And that's not considered a good sermon.
好，那第三个就是本论啊。
And the third point is discussion is the main body or the message.
啊，本论哦，就是整篇讲章啊的正文哦，中心思想主要内容。
The main purpose of the body is to convey the main message.
哦，啊，它可以用这个几种方法来表达。
And there's various methods of delivering the content of the message.
哦，看是用归纳的，哦，用演绎的，哦，用论证的，哦，用例证的，哦，都可以。
For example, you can use methods such as induction, deduction, reasoning, examples, testimony, and explanation.
哦，那讲章啊，大概可以分成哦，专题式的讲章，哦，经文式的讲章，解经式的讲章。
And basically, there's the methods discussed as, for example, explanation, testimony, or example.
好，啊，这个以后哈，我们在讲本论的时候，我再进一步介绍。
And later, when we go into the main body. Content, then we'll discuss each in detail.
那刚刚我们谈到本论的篇幅要占整个讲章的四分之三。
We've previously stated that the main body shall take up 3/4 of the entire sermon.
哦，那本论的格式可以分成几个段落。
And there's a few the content can be separated into a few categories.
哦，那每个段落哦，可以再分成几个啊，这个附属点。
And each categories or sections can further be split into subpoints.
哦，啊，以题目作为中心啊，做多方的解释跟证明。
However, the focus throughout sermon should always be on the central theme.
哦，这是有关本论的部分。
And this is regarding the main body of the sermon.
哦，那最后就是下结论了。
And lastly, it's the conclusion to end the sermon.
结论是一种挑战啊，也是一种鼓励。
The conclusion could be a form of challenge to the listeners, but also it could help encourage the listeners.
哦，是整个全篇信息的一个归宿。
And this it is serve to end.Conclude or end the entire message.
哦，啊，他的目的啊是要结束哦你整篇的讲道。
The intent is to conclude, and end the sermon.
哦，并且让听到的人能够信服你所传讲的信息。
Also, it is also to persuade the listener to.Finally, accept the message of faith.
并且愿意把它行出来。
And to the point where they're inspired or be determined to act out the sermon.
哦，那这个啊结论的材料方面呢，好，可以用你整篇讲章信息里头最精华的片段来做结论。
The materials that you could use towards your conclusion would be highlights.From various sections of the main body.
哦，或者是用一段经文哦，一首诗歌来做结论。
You can use a quotation from a Bible verse, or a hymn, or a famous quote.
哦，或者是把你刚刚啊所讲过的哦这个本论哦啊做一个哦一个回顾哦做一个啊这个概述哦总哦这个 review 哦。
Or you could summarize and review the various points, the highlights of the points throughout your main body.
哦，或者是用哦这个名人所讲的话。
You can even share a famous saying or famous message from a person.
哦，这个都是做结论的哦材料的这个方法。
Those are various ways of how to conclude a sermon.
好，那刚刚说过哈，这个引论跟结论占整篇讲道的四分之一。
And again, to remind everyone that the conclusion and plus the introduction should not take over 1/4 of the sermon's duration.
好，所以对一篇讲章来讲。
So if we look at the whole entire sermon as a whole,
哦，引论就好像撒种。
Introduction is like sowing the seeds.
哦，那本论就像浇灌、施肥、除草、修剪。
The main message is like watering, fertilizing, and maintenance.
哦，那结论就是收割了。
And the conclusion is when we bring in the sheaves.
哦，这是从这个讲章的结构哦来看，哦、这个。引论、本论、结论。
And that's a very creative way of looking at the three components of the sermon, the introduction, the main body, and the conclusion.
那我们已经把这个讲章的基本结构、哦、跟我们做个介绍了。
So, that's a fairly, brief introduction of the framework of a sermon.
好，那我们接下来、哦、我们就、正式进到、哦这个这一篇讲章每一个部分、啊、要怎么样来编写
？So now we're going to go into the each sections of the sermon, how to go about planning for it and devise for it.
哦，那接下来我们就跟大家介绍哦，这个有关题目哦。
So I'd like to discuss the selection of your sermon title.
哎，哦，题目哦。我们要怎么样来拟定题目
？How can we select our title？
好，就好像为我们儿女取名字一样哦。
This is very like similar to when we're picking a name for our children。
哦，没有父母亲为儿女取名字是随便找一个的哦。
I don't think any parent would just arbitrarily name their children over anything。
哦，比如说你如果姓这个姓哦。古月湖哦，湖传道那个湖，接生户那个湖啊，哦，你英文啊，随便啊，找个哦，这个取个酱好了，啊，这人家都叫他酱湖酱湖啊。
The example that he was giving is Chinese, some weird way of naming your child that makes no sense.
哦，你一定啊会，哎，中文、英文都会考虑哦。有没有什么谐音或、哦、不要被小孩子以后长大被人家、哦、嘲笑、哦、
And of course, when we in the process of naming our children, we would consider the English translation, the Chinese connotation. We want to make sure that it doesn't sound weird, that there may be the possibility of future people, friends making fun of them because of their name.、
哦啊、所以拟定、哦、这个、讲章的题目很重要。
So the sermon title selection is very critical.
哦，因为啊，哦，它能够提供讲道的主旨。
Because it would provide the purpose of the sermon.
哦，让听到的人哦能够预先知道哦，你讲道的人哦，那个讲道的中心思想在哪里
？For it helps the listeners to know the central thing before the sermon begins.
哦。那再来拟定题目、哦、也能够啊，厘清讲到的范围在哪里。
Also, in the process in selecting the sermon title, it also helps sets the boundaries for the sermon.
哦，使这个讲的人也好，听的人也好，有一定的一个轨迹啊可循呢、啊。
It helps channel, the speaker, both the speaker and the listener to for a certain train of thought.
哦，比如说你讲奉献。
For example, if you want to talk about offering,
哦，那听的人哦，你的题目说谈奉献哦，那大家哦，听的人也好，讲的人也好，都一定要哦，这个有这个轨迹哦来讲，你不能突然跳到其他的地方去的哦。
If your topic is the discussion of offering, then naturally people will be more focused on that thought. And in your sermon, you shouldn't jump to another topic or another. Subject.
好，那再来哈，那拟定题目啊，能够表明真理的立场。
And thirdly, by selecting the sermon title, it clearly declares the truth.
哦，比如说我们题目定说当拜独一真神。
For example, our topic may say worship the one true God.
哦，或者是世人都犯了罪。
Or that for all have sinned.
哦，那这个题目一看就知道哦，我们真理的立场就是独一的真神哦，哦，我们真理的立场都认为世人都有罪。
And to the listener, they will be able to extract the truth that there's really only one true God, or that all men have sinned.
哦，那第四个题目啊，也能够吸引听到的人产生兴趣。
The title of our sermon would also help to stir the listener's interest.
哦，让他们呢想听，愿意听，而且专心听。
It helps the listener think about what they're about to listen to and cause them to be willing to listen and also to help them pay attention.
哦，那第五个哦，题目能够帮助听到的人哦，能够记忆。
The topic also helps the speaker recall sermon key points.
哦，回忆哦，这个讲章的这个一些要点在哪里？
So that he or she may always return back to the intent or the main focus of their sermon.
哦，记得小弟跟曾经跟哦我们大家分享过真拜神的人或者三种拜神的人哦，用这个东方博士来见希律王那一段哦。
I remember we've discussed the topic of the three ways of worshiping. Worshiping the Lord as a topic in the past.
哦，那就很容易哦，去回忆说哦，那传道刚刚讲三种哦，这个拜神的人哦，希律王的哦，东这个民间哦，这个哦，祭司长跟文士的，还有东方博士的哦，就很容易就回忆啊。
And because of the topic, it helps us remember the three three people or type of people that worships God, and because of the topic, and it helps you retain the content better.
哦，那好的这个题目啊，哦，也能够美化你整个讲章。
A good title also helps beautify the language of the sermon.
哦，就好像说这个好的名字哈，能够让一个人哦，这个。那个漂亮的女孩子哦，能够相得益彰哦。如果、啊、看起来这个女孩子这么有气质，这么漂亮啊，请问啊，哦，这个你的啊，请问芳名叫什么？啊，我叫哦林卓玛啊。林祖妈哦，就觉得好奇怪哦。
Just like a name is very important. For example, if a beautiful woman, if you ask what's her name, if she has a very beautiful name, it helps to improve that image of you, of her. But if her name is very masculine then, or weird, then it doesn't help.
哎呀，这小弟的内人，传道娘还没有英文名字哦，我们也只想到底要取什么名字哦，所以这个哦，取名字很重要哦。
My wife still has yet to have an English name, so we've been thinking about what to name her. So this is a very actually important topic.
Pastor Rudy 能不能帮忙啊？
Yeah, I was hoping Pastor Rudy can help to come up with a few options.
再来哦，你一定这个题目也有一些原则。
There are some principles. In when selecting a title.
好，第一个原则就是要准确性。
The first principle is to be accurate.
哦，题目跟讲到的内容要能够符合。
The title should match the sermon content.
哦，不要这个讲不对题的。
It should not stray from the topic.
哦，就好像小弟昨天跟大家分享哦，题目叫做《是活物中的牛犊》，啊，结果是讲那个什么牛有什么跟牛肉、牛乳、牛啊，牛的眼睛做的沙西米最好吃。是活物中牛犊了哈，啊，就是靠，就是那个是活物哦，利非启示录那个是活物哟。
Okay, so if you have a topic that references the cow from the Bible, but from a spiritual perspective, but your topic or your discussion shouldn't be on the actual cow itself or the physical components of the cow.
那第二个原则就是要简短。
The second principle is to be concise.
哦，刚刚啊，好，小弟跟大家分享哦，说在中文的部分呢，最好不要超过八个字以上哦。
As I mentioned previously, if you're thinking of Chinese topic, it should not be more than 8 Chinese characters.
哦，啊，但是也不要太简短哦。
It shouldn't be too short as well.
哦，比如说你要讲哦，这个要 follow Jesus， 那你题目只定跟随。跟随什么啊？
For example, if you want to talk about how to follow Jesus, but if your topic just merely says follow, then people would be puzzled as to what they're supposed to follow, who they're supposed to follow.
题目要简短，但是也不要词不达意啊。
So the fact that we need to be concise, we shouldn't be minimize the topic to a point where it doesn't make sense.
那第三个原则就叫含蓄。
And the third principle is to be implicit.
不要说让人家一看题目就知道啊，这个谈到你要讲什么，我都知道圣经哦，也放好在等你呢。
You should not select a topic where when the listeners see it, that they would lose interest or that they know already what you're going to be talking about.
哦，让听到的人哦。没有那个意愿想要听下去。
It basically, it sort of discourages the listener from having interest because they already know about what you're going to say.
那比如说我们要讲一篇勉励祷告的道理。
For example, we wanted to talk about the sermon focused on encouraging people to pray.
但是啊，我们啊要吸引他们愿意来听。
The whole point is through the sermon that you want to inspire people to pray or to listen.
你题目只是定谈祷告。
And if your topic merely says this is a discussion of praying.
看大家都不会有兴趣。
Then I don't think anyone would be interested in listening.
那如果你的题目定的是祷告的秘诀，祷告还有什么秘诀啊？我来听听看。
On the other hand, if you name the topic secrets of praying, then that would incite a lot of interest on the listener's part because they wanted to find out what are some of the secrets.
这个叫做含蓄性
This is being implicit in our selection of a title.
那第四个就是要能够 positive 积极性。
The fourth principle is to be positive.
要光明正面积极来替代那个黑暗负面消极。
Generally, our sermon topic should carry forth the positive connotation with active words as opposed to negative words that highlights darkness.
比如说你要讲一篇勉励弟兄姐妹要奉献的道理。
For example, if you want to give a sermon focused on encouraging people to make offerings.
你的题目定说不奉献必受咒诅。
If your topic is those who do not offer will be condemned.
或者是你题目定说抢夺神的物。
Or maybe you would say the topic as those who steal from God.
这个就比较负面了。
Those are a very negative way of conveying your topic.
你的题目如果定成蒙福之道，那就很正面了。
To spin it in a more positive way, you could name your topic as those who obeys God's words or commands.
就像说那题目新天新地啊，总比题目是世界末日来得好了。
Another example is a topic of a new land or new promise or new kingdom is better than the end of the world is coming.
那第五个原则就是要生动。
The fifth principle is that your title should be very vivid.
带一点新奇，能够吸引人。
It should carry some excitement and be refreshing so that it'll.Again, incite interest.
不要这个老生常谈的这种题目啊。
It should not be kind of dull and uninteresting.
哦，在目前的哦，台湾总会的神学院院长哦，这个陈长老哦，他有一次讲了一篇道理哦，那个题目哦，大家都猜不出来。
And the principal of our Taiwan Theological School, he once delivered a sermon, and the topic was very unique.
哦，题目叫做《鸽飞入海遭鱼吞》。鸽子飞到海，被鱼吞掉了。
So the topic is that a pet, 鸽子
dove.
A dove. Okay, a dove flew into the ocean and was swallowed
by fish.
By a fish.
他在猜他要讲什么。
So that topic was very unique, and that it caused a lot of curiosity in the listener's part.
有没有人能够猜出来？
So can you even guess what he is intending to discuss in the sermon?
结果他是要谈约拿了。
He wanted to talk about Jonah.
约拿他那个名字的意思就是鸽子嘛。
Because Jonah, his name, his meaning of his name is dove.
那约拿因为抗命被大鱼吞了嘛。
And because he ran away from God's direction, he was swallowed by the whale.
这个蛮这个有趣的这题目。
To me, that was very unique and very innovative.
虽然有趣但是第六个原则要宗教性。
But also the sixth principle is that it has to be religious and spiritual.
生动是好，但是不要失去严肃。
It's good to be innovative and very exciting, but we should not lose focus of the fact that it has to be still religious and spiritual.
你不能把这个讲到的题目拿流行歌曲来替代。
You cannot title your sermon with the title of a love song or some worldly song.
爱你在心口难开。I love you more than I can say. 或者是这个题目好像这个武侠小说里面什么剑花烟雨有一个神学生就定这样的题目，不知道他在讲什么。
Basically, the topic should be understandable and relate to a religious thing.
要有宗教的这个宗教性在里面。
It has to have a sense of reverence to God and spiritual.
好，那我们先休息十分钟我们再回来。
So let's take a 10-minute break and we'll return.
同心默祷。
It's about praying silence.
阿门。